And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
There are 56 days left in 2013 and approximately 1 million events, concerts, parades, panels, symposiums in our area between now and then. To help you keep up with the schedule, we offer a handful of items that are worth noting. Thursday night, the Fort Smith Regional Art Theater, or RAM, celebrates Winslow Homer. The reception Thursday night from 5 until 7 will offer patrons a first look at the temporary exhibit Winslow Homer and the American Pictorial Press in America. The exhibit celebrates the illustrations Homer did for periodicals like Harper's Weekly before he began to concentrate on painting. The invention of the electrotype, the printing plate formed by the electrochemical process that binds metal to a plaster and wax mold, allowed the mass production and quick turnaround of illustrations and text to be printed simultaneously. It was a relatively inexpensive and quick process, and the plates were a key element that allowed the industrial press of the 1800s to churn out hundreds of editions every hour. Approximately 50 prints are on display and are selected from the original newspaper editions. The prints in the exhibition were drawn by Homer and his fellow illustrators. You can learn more about the exhibit and Thursday night's event at fsram.org.
Next week, the Fayetteville Public Library will again begin what has become something of a seasonal tradition, Food for Fees Week. The concept is pretty simple. Donated non-perishable food items can be brought to the library to help reduce any library fines that might be outstanding. Library patrons will get a dollar credit for each can or package of food donated during the drive. Food for Fees does not cover replacement fees for lost or damaged materials and fees for losses that are in billing or collection stages. Donated food will be given to Cooperative Emergency Outreach and Feed Fayetteville. Items especially needed include peanut butter, canned tuna fish or chicken, beans, canned soup, or fruit and cereal. For more information, you can call the checkout desk at 856-7113.
The University of Arkansas Department of Music will offer three more concerts this week. Tomorrow night, four small student combos will perform jazz from bebop to gypsy inside the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall, which is inside the Fine Arts Center on the UA campus. Music begins tomorrow night at 8. Friday night at 7:30, also inside the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall, the Boston Mountain Brass Works will perform. Both of those concerts, the student jazz and the Boston Mountain Brass Works, are free and open to the public. Now, also Friday night, the UA Schola Cantorum and the American Guild of Organists present a concert at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in downtown Fayetteville. That concert will begin at 7:30. More information about the university concerts can be found at music.uark.edu.
A different kind of music is scheduled for November 18th in Eureka Springs. B.B. King will be at the City Auditorium that night. It's a Monday. Ticket prices begin at $95 and may be purchased at theaud.org. And just some B.B. King numbers for you. During his career, he's released more than 60 albums and he's been awarded 15 Grammy Awards. He's also a member of both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame.
And registration is now open online for the annual Rogers Christmas Parade. It will take place December 2nd at 7 p.m. To enter a float or group, you can go to mainstreetrogers.com, then look for the link to the registration page. This year's parade will feature the theme Holidays Around the World. The parade is one of more than 10 events planned for Holiday Hoopla in downtown Rogers, coordinated by Main Street Rogers. Deadline for entries for the parade is Friday. Entry fees, $20 for floats. That's trailers pulled by a vehicle or decorated vehicles, walking or marching units, and $30 for groups featuring more than one vehicle, such as car clubs. All entries must be lighted and decorated for the holiday. That seems only fair. Additionally, no entry gets to have Santa Claus as a guest because he will be the guest of honor at the end of the parade on his very own special float.